Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Standing on the mountain looking down on a city. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker, one of the top futurists of our time and one of my favorite folks in the world, one of the smartest guys I know, the author of a number of books and a number of films that will certainly help you to get your head oriented on the future where it should be. Joel, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things that I know you want to talk to us a little bit about today is something that's near and dear to your own family as well as to mine, and that is some innovation, some new things coming down the path for people who have hearing issues.
Yep, and it's just a little bit of framework. The baby boom generation was really the first generation that had headsets,
right,
to listen to music,
or loud rock concerts, things like that.
Yep, that were 120 decibels, and mm-hmm. The end result is, as we age, we are all, I should say, but many who went through those noisy environments are having really substantial hearing loss.
Mm-hmm.
And that hearing loss is driven by the fact that they really damage the little auditory hairs that are in the cochlea, in the inner ear. And the dilemma has been the only solution was hearing aids. I have a brother who was at basically a military demonstration and given some very special headsets to protect him, and they failed.
Hmm.
And he really hurt, became significantly deaf. And I have a dear friend who's a Harley driver, and it was the wind in his ears.
Wow.
That took his hearing. Yeah, that surprised me, by the way. He carries earplugs with him when he goes to all the Harley things now and gives them to the young kids and says,
well,
put these things in your ears.
All of my friends that I came up with in the military who were in artillery, they all lost their hearing. My dad was with Patton in the armored divisions in North Africa and Italy during World War II. Then he worked in a steel mill. Then he became a railroader with all the noise of the engines, you know. So he lost his hearing.
Yeah.
And then I have another family member who has genetic bilateral hearing loss.
Yeah.
More genetic, or maybe because of a disease or something, but it's bilateral. So what's on the news for these folks?
Well, the news is that the researchers have found a compound called LY411575. not a cool title, by the way. It should have a cool name to it. But anyway, after they've been doing tests on mice, and they have damaged the hearing of the mice with loud noises, so that's the same thing.
Right.
And after receiving an injection of this drug, the mice with this damage started growing new auditory hairs, and in fact, they have at least, they know this for sure, a partial restoration of their hearing.
Huh.
And this is the first time in all my readings that I have come across this specific restoration of hearing.
Almost an autogenesis kind of thing.
Yep, whatever it does, it triggers those hairs to regrow, and those hairs do connect back to the brain so that these mice are hearing, again, exactly at what level
and
we don't know.
This is a drug that's prompting this, promoting this.
Yeah, it's actually a molecule. They call it a gamma secretase inhibitor.
See, we already know that there are animals that are capable of autogenesis.
Yes.
And so if that's possible in nature,
yep,
and we're certainly part of nature, why couldn't, you know, with some, maybe this is the first discovery, the first thing toward something like that. We've been talking about, growing, the ability to grow an organ with someone's,
yep,
you know, with someone's a little bit of their DNA. We've talked about that.
Stem cells, right.
Yeah, the stem cell thing. But you know, over the next 100 years, who knows what we could be doing with this sort of thing?
I think over the next 10 years, Jim.
Wow.
Yeah, I think if you remember how quickly we went from the Wright brothers to flying two-engine planes, we're on exactly the same track here. And what's interesting is how quickly we can take this discovery now and test it. to begin to move it up or to modify it.
Back to your prototyping acceleration ideas that we talked about earlier.
Exactly, except now we're doing it in biotech with huge sections of testing all done simultaneously.
Which is so different from the people that study things for their whole lives and actually found the breakthrough but couldn't model it and test it, and somebody else came along later and did it after on the shoulders of those people. So
exactly.
This is fascinating stuff. Joel, thank you again for bringing it to us, all these different things coming at us in the future. As always, we appreciate it, and we'll see you next time.
Good talking to you, Jim.
Joel Bye-bye. Barker, ladies and gentlemen, joelbarker.com. Also, starthrower.com. Be sure to follow what Joel's doing. It's fascinating stuff. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.